Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and broadcaster Sophia Minert, our guest here on Monday mornings. Off day today, Sophia, right?
Yes.
So could that have started any better for the Brewers? Like, three out of the gate against the formerly first place team in the division.
Yeah, I think, the pitching that we saw in the series was just unbelievable. I mean, what Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, Adrian Hauser, the bullpen, Devin Williams getting three saves in the series. That's as good as you could ask for to shut them out in the first two games. Just really like historic dominant stuff that we saw from them over the weekend on the pitching side.
And we should point out too, the sweltering heat. I mean, Burns was struggling there.
Yeah. Well, that's Cincinnati in July. Yeah. It's hot, it's humid. Unfortunately for Corbin, it didn't end up being a serious issue. Something that he had never really experienced before, just got a little dizzy and cross-eyed while he was on the mound, and he was feeling much better kind of within minutes, just needed a little bit to get it together, and obviously he put together a great night after that.
Was it that bad?
I mean, yeah, I think it's
like heat-wise, it was nasty.
Yeah, and it was 90 degrees out, even in the evening, and
yeah.
I don't know if his was necessarily brought on by heat. It can be a lot of different factors. He had just been going all across the country, going to Seattle and back for the All-Star game. He didn't feel like he was dehydrated, but it was definitely hot and humid.
Rowdy Tellez was just about to come back from his injury, Sophia, and now out for another few weeks, it looks like, after he tore up his finger in the outfield, just shagging fly balls, freak accident. Anything more you could tell us about like what went on there?
Yeah, it was a total freak accident. Happened before Saturday's game, and it was just really unfortunate timing for Rowdy because he could have been in the lineup as soon as yesterday, and if not, they were planning to activate him here tomorrow in Philadelphia. So he was just out in the outfield, which is something he obviously typically doesn't do, but he was just out there shaking fly balls to run around and get some conditioning in just to get ready to come out the IL. And he doesn't even really know how it happened, if it was the impact of the ball or hitting the wall the wrong way. It really wasn't anything crazy that he did. So just really unfortunate, a pretty gruesome injury, required a lot of stitches, a small fracture in his finger. So it was pretty nasty when it happened. And unfortunately now he's going to have to miss a couple more weeks.
All right, well, on the plus side, we see a little bit more of Owen Miller, who's having a great season for the crew.
Yep.
Yeah, Owen will get a lot of time at first base, which is a position that he played a lot in Cleveland, and he has been playing a lot there this season. So, yeah, you'll be seeing a lot more of Owen Miller, which is a good thing, as you guys said.
Brewers off to Philadelphia next. Thanks, Sophia. We'll talk again next week.
All right, have a good day.